The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from teenvogue.com. Our first article today from teenvogue.com. Netflix's Heartstopper Forever film wraps production. Everything you need to know. This article was written by Sarah Delgado on July 28th. Warning! Spoilers ahead for Heartstopper Season 3. Heartstopper, the queer British coming-of-age rom-com series created by Alice Oseman, has been captivating audiences around the world since it premiered on Netflix in 2022. Watchers eagerly tuned in for seasons 1, 2, and 3, dissecting each installment's 8 episodes to the max. So, of course, anticipation was high for a potential Heartstopper Season 4. But, alas, it is not happening. Instead of Heartstopper Season 4, we are getting a Heartstopper feature film named Heartstopper Forever. Heartstopper, which is based on the graphic novel and web comic series of the same name created by Alice Oseman, is one of Netflix's best-reviewed series and has earned critical acclaim for its positive representation of young queer people. The show has become a massive hit for the streamer and has developed a large devoted fan base. Heartstopper fans on social media have been vocal about the impact the show has had on them IRL, including a few who were inspired to come out after watching the series. While we are certain Nick and Charlie's love story is far from over, the Heartstopper Forever feature film will serve as closure. Below, find everything Alice Oseman and Netflix have said about Heartstopper's ending, including a breakdown of the most plausible timeline. Has Netflix renewed Heartstopper for Season 4? Netflix has not renewed Heartstopper for Season 4. Instead, the streamer has revealed the series will come to an end with a movie. On April 22, 2025, Netflix announced that Heartstopper will conclude with a feature film, bringing Nick and Charlie's story to a close. News arrived on the third anniversary of the launch of Season 1. The final film has since been officially named Heartstopper Forever. I am completely overjoyed that we will get to tell the end of the Heartstopper story, writer and creator Alice Oseman said in a statement to coincide with the renewal news. I'm so grateful to everyone who has worked hard to make this possible, and to the incredible fans of Heartstopper for your patience and passion. I cannot wait to bring this story to a magical conclusion. Previously, Tudum confirmed on October 2024 that Alice Oseman was already in talks with Netflix and the series production company Seesaw Films about a potential return. As much as I and everyone else want the final installment to come to the screen as soon as possible, Oseman revealed, there are a lot of moving parts to account for that make it hard to solidify anything. But we're doing our best, and we'll let fans know as soon as we can. Heartstopper Season 3 premiered on October 3, 2024, and many anticipated that a renewal announcement would be imminent. After all, the streamer renewed Emily in Paris and Nobody Wants This, which released close to Heartstopper Season 3, just weeks after their respective season premieres. Wait. Does that mean Heartstopper is ending for good? Indeed, the Heartstopper movie will be the final installment of the Netflix show, and Oseman has confirmed this on multiple occasions, as the movie will adapt Volume 6, which will also be the final volume of the series. To end with a bang, Netflix has enlisted Wash Westmoreland of Still Alice and Colette as director of the film, and Kit Connor and Joe Locke will also serve as executive producers in the project. Has Heartstopper Forever finished filming yet? Yes. Alice Oseman and the cast announced that Heartstopper Forever had finished filming on July 27, 2025, showing multiple pictures from their time on set. Day 35, that's a wrap on the Heartstopper film, Oseman wrote on their account, posting a close-up of a tree with an N plus C inscription carved inside a heart. Heartstopper means the world to me, and it's always been a little scary to put it in other people's hands, but it's been met with such care and passion and dedication and love. I'm so thankful to everyone who has been part of it so far. Now we begin the edit. Both Kit Connor and Joe Locke also took to their Instagram account to commemorate the last day of filming. Locke posted a film pic of the two actors by the seaside to his main grid, writing, "Bye, Charlie. Thank you." Heart emoji. Connor, on the other hand, posted a picture of the two to his IG stories, writing, "Wrapped. Heart emoji. Thank you for everything." Seesaw Films and Alice Oseman previously announced that production for the final Heartstopper feature film had begun on June 9, 2025. The creator posted a photo of themselves alongside actors Kit Connor and Joe Locke. Netflix has previously confirmed that production for the Heartstopper film would begin in summer 2025, so it looks like we were a few weeks early. When is Heartstopper Forever premiering? As confirmed on July 28, 2025, one day after the project wrapped filming, Heartstopper Forever will officially premiere on Netflix sometime in 2026. A specific date is yet to be announced. Netflix unveiled the news with a video of creator Alice Oseman and the crew announcing the film's title. Previously, Oseman had confirmed via Patreon that the Heartstopper finale would not premiere before Volume 6 is out. "I really, extremely, devoutly need the Volume 6 book to come out before the Netflix show comes out, so people experience the end of the story from the books first. So there's a timer countdown now," they shared. Speaking to Tadum in October 2024, Oseman said they are very much at the beginning of writing the final chapter and explicitly announced that neither the book nor Heartstopper Season 4 would be out for quite a while yet. Speaking to Tadum again in April 2025, Oseman said, "I spent the first few months of 2024 writing the story and dialogue for Heartstopper Volume 6. And I've been drawing the pages since last June. I'm currently just over halfway through drawing the book. I hope to finish drawing it by the end of the year, though I'm not sure if I'll be successful. But I'll try my best." Now that we know we are getting a film in lieu of Season 4, timelines might have shifted, especially since production has already started. That's one of the only things working in Heartstopper's favor. Production is much quicker than other hit Netflix shows. For reference, filming for Season 3 began in early October 2023 and wrapped nearly 2 months later in December. For promotional reasons, Heartstopper Season 3 did not premiere until October 3, 2024, but the episodes were done and ready. Who is in the cast of Heartstopper film? It's safe to assume the entire main cast of Heartstopper, or at least the majority of it, would be expected to return. This includes Kit Connor, who plays Nick, Joe Locke, Charlie, Yasmin Finney, Elle, William Gao, Tao, Corinna Brown, Tara, Kizzy Edgel, Darcy, Toby Donovan, Isaac, Jenny Walser, Tori, Rhea Norwood, Imogen, Layla Khan, Sahar, and Derek Hand, Michael Holden. Other secondary characters, like Jack Barton as David Nelson, Nick's older brother, Nima Talagani as Mr. Farouk, a schoolteacher at Truam, Bradley Riches as James McEwen, Haley Atwell as Nick's aunt, and more could also return. British actor Olivia Colman, who played Nick's mother, Sarah Nelson, exited the show's third season due to scheduling conflicts. "I couldn't do number three. I couldn't fit it in. I feel awful about that," Colman told Forbes. The actor continued to say that Heartstopper was one of the most beautiful things I've ever been part of, and teased that, as long as it's booked in advance, she might be able to return for a potential fourth season. Osman echoed that sentiment on their Instagram stories, writing, "If we get a season four, I would love for Olivia to be part of it again." What is the Heartstopper movie about? Heartstopper Forever is confirmed to adapt Volume 6 of Alice Oseman's book series. The movie will also interpolate elements from Oseman's novella Nick and Charlie. ICYMI, Heartstopper Season 1 covered the events of Volume 1 and 2 of the Heartstopper graphic novel series, written by Alice Oseman and published in 2019. Season 2 was based on Heartstopper Volume 3, in which Nick and Charlie encounter their first real relationship problems and go on a school trip to Paris, while Season 3 looked to Volumes 4 and 5 for inspiration. The third and fourth volumes of the graphic novel series were released in 2020 and 2021, respectively, and the fifth installment hit shelves in December 2023. Oseman is currently working on a sixth book, but there is no release date yet. Speaking to The Guardian in September 2024, Oseman admitted they were only 50 pages into the sixth volume. They added, "I know what's going to happen, what all the dialogue is going to be, and now I'm just sitting down and drawing it, which is my favorite bit. I'm really excited about what's going to happen towards the end of the story, but it's also very bittersweet. I also feel it's absolutely the right time for it to end. It's very sad, but it's time." On March 27, 2025, the author shared another progress update on Volume 6, revealing they are not yet sure how long the closing chapter is going to be. "For those inquiring, I'm not yet sure how long Volume 6 will be. I estimate it'll be between 350 to 400 pages. Volume 5 was 318 pages, not including bonus content. I try to draw one page per day, with the occasional day off," they shared on their Instagram stories, later also sharing that they've drawn 205 pages of Volume 6. "That means the original material is only 50 to 51% done." In their Patreon, Oseman confirmed that the final chapter of Heartstopper, back then still Season 4, but now the movie, would adapt Volume 6 of the Heartstopper series, plus the Nick and Charlie novella, which was re-released in 2020, combining two solitaire spin-off novellas published by Oseman in 2015. Oseman added that they were very much hoping that there will be a fourth season, so the show gets to have a proper ending. Oseman shared that they could start writing scripts for Netflix's Heartstopper before any kind of renewal potentially happens, and that they would probably follow that route since having 2 to 4 months each to write seasons 2 and 3 was a genuinely horrible experience. They added, "I will most likely be drawing Volume 6 simultaneously while writing the Season 4 scripts, even if we haven't been renewed." The movie's official synopsis is as follows. Nick and Charlie are inseparable, but with Nick preparing to leave for university and Charlie finding new independence at school, the reality of a long-distance relationship begins to weigh on them. Doubts take hold, and their relationship faces its biggest challenge yet. Meanwhile, their friends are also navigating the ups and downs of love and friendship, confronting the bittersweet challenges of growing up and moving on. Can first loves really last forever? And there is a note. This story will be updated as more news about Heartstopper Forever breaks. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Lindsay Lohan opens up about stepping away from Hollywood for 9 years. This article was written by Ashley Carter on August 3rd. The Lindsay Lohan Lohanissance is in full swing as the beloved actor once again returns to the big screen. While she's busy promoting Freakier Friday, the sequel to Freaky Friday, Lohan opened up about why she didn't act for many years, stepping out of the spotlight. In a recent interview with the Sunday Times, Lohan spoke about her decision not to act for 9 years between 2013 and 2022, after being a staple in tween and young adult movies in the late 90s and early 2000s. "I wanted to take a minute," Lohan told The Times. "I was losing that feeling of excitement about doing a film, and I wanted to live my own life for a bit, figure out how to have a more private life, a real life. I wanted to wait to get that itch again." Lohan surprised fans in 2022 when she returned to acting for Netflix's Falling for Christmas, a rom-com that's akin to those made popular on Lifetime and Hallmark. Lohan looked happier than she had in the later years she was in the spotlight, shrouded with controversy and legal troubles. This dubbed her new era as the Lohanissance, and with her return for Freakier Friday, fans want to see more of her. But the issues she experienced with paparazzi and harsh criticism, much like other superstars of the time, including Britney Spears, Lohan says she still has PTSD to the extreme from those days. "I don't ever want my family to experience being chased by the paparazzi the way I was. They were terrifying moments I had in my life," she continued. "The most invasive situations, really scary. And I pray stuff like that never comes back. It's not safe. It's not fair." In Freakier Friday, the 39-year-old Lohan is playing a mother for the first time in her career to actor Sophia Hammonds' character, Lily, who plays her stepdaughter. Much like the original story, there is a body swap conflict between the two. While Lohan has become known for this genre of film, Parent Trap, Mean Girls, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, she also says she felt pigeonholed for much of her career. She references the 2006 film A Prairie Home Companion, which she acted in alongside Meryl Streep, saying that, "Even today I have to fight for stuff that is like that, which is frustrating. Because, well, you know me as this, but you also know I can do that. So let me, give me the chance," Lohan continued. "I have to break that cycle and open doors to something else, leaving people no choice. And in due time, if Martin Scorsese reaches out, I'm not going to say no." Now that Lohan is back in the spotlight, The Times interviewer asked her what advice she would give to her teenage self. "I would say, slow down. Everybody back then was go, go, go," she said. I wish somebody could have been behind me, saying, "You're all right. You can slow down, kid." Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Beyonce closes out Cowboy Carter tour with Destiny's Child reunion. This article was written by Ashley Carter on July 27th. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour has been packed with surprises in the months since she first kicked off the show. And for her last concert of the tour, the musician closed things off by taking fans back to her musical roots with a Destiny's Child reunion. Beyonce performed her final Cowboy Carter show on Saturday, July 26th in Las Vegas, after being on the road for nearly 3 months. As she did with the Renaissance World Tour in 2023, Beyonce brought an elaborate and intricately planned stadium show with dazzling custom-made designer outfits, a massive stage with high-tech props, and flew around in a flying car that was later changed to a massive horse. Beyonce's oldest daughter, Blue Ivy, returned to the stage as one of her dancers after making her debut during Renaissance, but this time Blue was older and showed more confidence in her moves, emerging as Cowboy Carter's star. On Saturday, Beyonce surprised fans at Allegiant Stadium by bringing out Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams for a girl group reunion, their first time performing together since Bey's 2018 Coachella performance. According to fan footage from the show, the three musicians performed their hits Lose My Breath, along with Bootylicious, before helping Beyonce perform Energy from her Renaissance album. The three wore coordinating gold outfits on stage, including their own versions of chaps, gold platforms, and long-sleeved shirts. Destiny's Child was first formed in 1990 in Houston, Texas, under the name Girls' Time. The members at the time included Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, Latavia Robertson, and LaToya Luckett. After being signed by a record label in 1997, they changed their name to Destiny's Child and came out with hit songs Say My Name, Bills, 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 and Jumpin' Jumpin'. Robertson and Luckett eventually left the group and were replaced with Michelle Williams. The trio went on to release three more successful albums and won three Grammys before Beyonce went solo. The women have remained close friends and have reunited several times, including Beychella and Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime show in 2013. Not only did Beyonce cap off her Cowboy Carter tour with Destiny's Child, she also brought out husband Jay-Z to perform Crazy in Love and Shaboozy to perform their song Sweet Honey Buckin'. At the end of the evening, Beyonce got emotional and told the fans how special the night was and explained how these tours take years to create. The final night gave fans excitement about what's to come for a rumored Act 3 album and potential tour. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Zendaya shows off engagement ring on Spider-Man set with Tom Holland. This article was written by Ashley Carter on August 9th. Zendaya and Tom Holland are back to being co-workers again after filming began for Spider-Man Brand New Day this month. The fourth installment of the Holland-led Spider-Man franchise comes nearly 5 years after the last film, Spider-Man No Way Home. In new photos posted online, Zendaya and Holland can be seen on set in London on August 8, 2025, along with their dog Noon, as Holland films scenes in a cemetery. At one point, the couple spotted photographers pointing at them, and Holland proceeded to lay his head on Zendaya's shoulder. Zendaya looked effortlessly chic, dressed in a long, butter-yellow knit sweater over a matching button-up shirt. She paired the top with some loose-fitting jeans that cut right above her ankles, showcasing the brown loafers she wore on her feet. One of the biggest standouts of her outfit was on her hand. As she put her palm against her mouth, the massive 5-carat engagement ring on her finger stood out. The pair confirmed their engagement this past January when Zendaya walked the red carpet of the 2025 Golden Globes wearing her stunning ring. It's unclear whether Zendaya was actually filming during this scene or if she was just there to support her future husband, Tom Holland. The actor was in Glasgow, Scotland, just days before arriving in London, shooting parts of the movie in full Spider-Man gear. The photos gave a better look at the new suit, which is reminiscent of Spider-Man costumes from the Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield-led films. Tom Holland and Zendaya are also busy working together on Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, which wrapped filming in August. Holland joins the star-studded cast as Telemachus, the son of the story's protagonist, Odysseus, played by Matt Damon. Zendaya's role has not yet been announced. She and Holland join the rest of the star-studded cast, including Anne Hathaway, John Bernthal, Robert Pattinson, Mia Goth, Charlize Theron, Elliot Page, Lupita Nyong'o, and more. Zendaya is set to return as MJ in the Spider-Man film, which is where she and Holland initially met and grew closer over the years. Jacob Batalon will be returning as Ned, while Sadie Sink and the Bear actor Liza Colenzeas are set to join as new cast members. Marvel confirmed that Spider-Man Brand New Day will be released in theaters on May 1st, 2026. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.